Okay. Boker Tov, every morning. Just so everyone reminded, the next 2 weeks there's no Shir. I'm in Israel for the next 2 weeks. So, B'shalach and Yisro, it always happens, almost always happens. Like, these are big parshias. B'shalach and Yisro, you're going to have to survive without the, you have to do the Ksava Kabbalah on your own. Okay. The main theme of the Ksava Kabbalah's commentary on Bo is that the whole goal of Yitzias Mitzrayim was and is that not only should Klal Yisrael recognize Hashem's greatness in the world, but even the nations of the world. So let's take a look from the first piece. Uleman tesaper baznei bincha. So in the very first, you got to take a look inside the Chumash, Parshas Bo. See what it says. The very first psukim. Why did I harden Paro's heart? Leman shi si ososai ela bikirbo, so that I should place my signs in Egypt, in you and in Egypt, we'll see. Ulaman to saper bosne bincha uvem bincha, and also for your kids. So it's for this generation and it's for future generations. So let's take a look. Dugmas shi'amar Moshe l'paro b'avurzos hamanaticha laman saper shmi b'chol aretz. V'amar olav mechilta. Lo nishar b'hem ad echad. Right, by Kriyas Yamsuf it says, nobody was left ad echad. So some understand that there was one person left. Who was the one person left in Kriyas Yamsuf?
Paro.
He survived. Paro neshav v'lo nitpa b'yamsuf. L'kaye mamar saper shmim b'chol aretz. Ki ilu nevdu kulam b'lishom pleite mehem. If everybody would have been destroyed, so who from the nations of the world would be able to testify about God's greatness? Mi yodei l'sharimus ma'asa gal nekra b'kriya hanasa b'kriya s'yamsuf. Ah. V'tam klal hoda zu l'paro. So why in the beginning of the parasha is Moshe coming to Paro and telling him this? V'yom ha'shal Moshe bo'el Paro. Laman shi si ososai ela bikirbo. So why? What am I telling Paro? Achareishi adana menamakros ki makas bechoros levada. Isimiyadis meni sparach lotzi bas yisrael cheirus. See here, the Ksava Kabbalah repeats an idea that he said previous weeks, and that is that Hashem could have gone straight to makas bechoros. If the goal of the makas was just to take them out of Egypt, he could have just gone straight to makas bechoros. The goal of the first nine makos was that Paro and the Egyptians and all future non-Jewish nations of the world should come to recognize Hashem's dominance and mastery over the world. He's going to say later on that that's the idea of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. We'll get to that in a minute. That God's dominion, that God's dominion doesn't only reside in the heavens, or God didn't just create the world and then leave it alone. No. Shemalchusa Moshelas Gambaretz v'ha'adam mechuyav lehikana v'lishmua v'kol devei Hashem. And that God's, the job of every human being, Jew and non-Jew, every human being, Jew and non-Jew, is to submit to the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam. For the non-Jews, it's the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. For the Jews, it's the 613 Mitzvos. Well, l'siba zu karuhu yisparach eskal amakas ele b'shem ososai. What's the word ososai? Look at that, right? That's the in the first pasuk. Laman shisi ososai ele b'kirbo. For the permanent placement of these osos. Why are they called ososai? What are they signs of? Listen to the Ksava Kabbalah's original and interesting take on this. Ratzalomar, ra'ayos hamoros alai. He understands ososai to be reflections of me, explanations of what I'm about. The makos were called osos. What are they a sign? A sign of what? Os means a sign. Says the Ksava Kabbalah, they're called osos because they are a reflection of me. They were there to call your attention to me. They're an os, they're a symbol of me. I want you to know that it's me who controls nature. It's me who controls the world. It's me who's making everything go. That's why it's called os. Like I wrote earlier, etc. Mizeh ta'a paro lakshov. Paro made a mistake. Paro didn't get it. Nine makos. He thought the whole goal of the makos was the Jews were trying to get out. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu Taka mentioned that also, even though Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned about each makah sheba lahakiru lo diamidus bemunos bori olman hagaso, Moshe kept on trying to tell power. No, the makos is not just about getting out. It's about laman. It's about laman teida ki ani Hashem. By all the makos, is laman teida ki ani Hashem. Ki ani Hashem bekerav haaretz. Like by Arab, it says ki ani Hashem bekerav haaretz. Ki ein kamoni. Becholzos, Paro still didn't get it. He thought it was just about getting the Jews out. Chashav she'ein ze ikar ha'mechuvah. That wasn't the main goal of the makos. Ki mishal chos am lachavshi levad. Hafik ritzon elokim afim lo yivada ha'mitiyos. La'chein ratzu yisvach she'odiyah Moshe l'pah. Therefore, by this, we're now holding by the eighth makah. We're holding by the eighth makah. So Hashem stops the action and says, wait a second. Moshe, Paro's not getting it. Go tell him that the goal of the makos is not just to get you out. The goal of the makos is that you should realize that I run the world. You should tell Paro his mistake. He doesn't get it. This is what the goal of the makos was. The goal of the makos was that from this point onward, the entire world has no excuse not to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And I say all the time, that's the goal of the Jewish people. The goal of the Jewish people is to teach the world, one of the goals of the Jewish people, one of the most important goals of the Jewish people, is to let the world know there's a God in the world. That's our job, that we're supposed to know. Whenever people look at us, wherever we are, that's supposed to remind them that there's a God in the world. We're wearing a yarmulke, whatever it is, we act in a certain way, Shabbos, whatever we do, it's to teach the world that there's a God. And that's what the first nine makos were about. And this is exactly, according to the Ksava Kabbalah, what the first pasuk is coming to teach you. Bo el Paro, tell him, you're not getting the message. It's not just about the Jewish people leaving. There's also a God in the world. That's what he says. Laman shisi osai elbekar. Now he continues this in a very beautiful way. Look what he says. His alalti, very funny word. Look at the second pasuk. Laman tisaper bazne bin choven micha. And I also want you, Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Jewish people, to tell your children and your grandchildren, Ace Asher His Alalti Vimitzrayim. So the Ksava Kabbalah wants to know, he's very interested in the words. Philology is a very important study for the Ksava Kabbalah, like by the Malbim, you may remember we learned the study of the words of Rav Hirsch, the Malbim, and they're always talking about, they're breaking down the words of the Chumash. What does this word mean, His Alalti? What kind of weird word is that? So he has an unbelievable chiddush in the word hisalalti. He says it means two things at the same time. Look what he says. Hisalalti, Boker Tov Herbie. Herbie, we got a good seat for you.
Herbie, right here.
Hisalalti. That's Pharisee. Tagum, no, you can come. If you don't come, okay. Hisalalti. Targum Unculus. Nisin Da'avdis. His alalti means miracles that I have performed. V'yire shehivin b'milas his alalti hora te'omit ukfula. A dual te'omit are like twins. Te'omit ukfula. A double parallel meaning. Lashon pi'ula min v'ole lamo v'lashon hit alut v'hit nasu'ut. It means acting, and it means acting in an elevated, exalted way. From the word ole, al, right? That's up, going up. El al. Min na'aleis el kol elokim. Na'aleis el kol elokim, we say in Kabbalah Shabbos, we'll say it tonight. Allah elokim bisrua. Uperish, his alalti, his nasati bipu'ulotai. I became elevated through my actions. Got one good seat left. After this, you get the cheap seats only. He says, Hine l'fizim v'zayin hu kemo shar hispael. Now, he always says, when you have a word in the hispael form, it means it's going back on itself, it's reflexive. Right? That's the reflexive binyan. We all remember the binyanim from either we do or we don't. Sha'pula chozeres al atzma. Lo yitzis lachem v'lulei dvarav. Okay, so that's Unklus. But if not for Unklus's words, says the Ksava Kabbalah, I have a slightly different explanation. V'lulei dvarav. Ha'yisi mefarish. Milas his alalti. He says it's lashon ila v'siba. So a lot of different... So hisalalti comes from a language of to elevate. I elevated myself through my actions. That's Unklus. But the Ksava Kabbalah says, no, it's from the language of ila v'siba. First cause. First cause. Hisalalti b'mitzrayim means that through my actions in Egypt, the whole world got to understand that I am the first cause of all creation. I am behind everything that happened. That's the language of hisalalti. Lashon ila v'siba, v'ta'amo, nir'esi b'mitzrayim le'enei kol sh'ani sibas hasibos, v'ilas ha'ilos, kishinuye hateva b'pu'ulosai, because by changing nature through my actions, sh'ar'esi b'mitzrayim, horu alai, sh'anochi hamamtzi harishon ubore kol, u'matzasi sh'kin kasav harav bach, v'zeh lashon kol ha'masim anasim b'lom hazeh yikreim ha'kosav alilos, Kimo hodiu va'amim alilosav, v'lo niskenu alilos, nora alilal v'nei adam, v'nikra kein v'pnei, shekulan nimshachos v'nei etzalos min ha'ila harishona. Everything that gets put into action in this world comes from Hashem as the first cause. He put everything into motion in the beginning. We have to always remember when we see things going on in the world, we have to remember who's behind it. We always have to remember the first cause. With a capital F and a capital C. V'chol adim tzei malu atzol. Ubir ha-kazav shem yitoch nifla'osav shem b'mitzrayim. The Torah is explaining that through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's changing nature in Egypt. You know, some people wonder, why do we not have open miracles nowadays? The Gemara actually asks this question. The Gemara gives an interesting answer. The Gemara says, the Rishonim who were Moser Nefesh, they got open miracles. We who aren't as much Moser Nefesh, we don't get open. Now I'm going to come back to that idea in a couple of seconds, but what you do see is again. We say it all the time. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Utzeisicha Me'eretz Yisrael Mibeis Avodim. Apparently, HaKadosh Baruch Hu at least felt that at the beginning of creation, or towards the beginning, there had to be things lamala menateva so that nobody could have an excuse. Listen, if you live through the Ten Commandments, you. So that's why Hashem allowed power to live, to tell the tale. In the beginning, there were clear, open miracles so that the whole world had no excuse. At the beginning, everybody saw at the beginning. As time goes on, so Hashem is the first cause. He set everything into motion. So now it's not as clear. Now it's not as open. He's going to talk about that, how the earlier generations had, in a certain sense, an easier time because they had open miracles. It's more hidden. It's harder for us. It's harder. He's going to talk about that in a moment. But the fact that, again, that's why it's so important that every letter of the Torah doesn't change. I always talk about how, Mamish, by us, if there's one little piece of a Sefer Torah, we'll throw it in the garbage. I mean, not literally, but that's it. You can't. We worked so hard to preserve this Mesorah because so that this should be a chizuk for us. Reading these parashios, Bo, B'shalach Yisro, we don't get to see these miracles, but when we read about the miracles, it should be a chizuk for us. It should be a chizuk in our emunah.
I think we do by us being around today as the people, because you look at the chizuk.
That's what I quote all the time from. Rav Yaakov Emden writes in the Hakdama, he says, the biggest miracle in the history of the world is the fact that the Jewish people still exist nowadays. There's no other people like that. That's the biggest miracle in history, bigger than Kriyas Yamsuf. That we still exist and we're still sitting around the table studying the same Torah from thousands of years ago, that itself is the biggest miracle in the world. That's the biggest riot to the existence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. How can it be that the Ribbono Shel Olam's people are still around? That's the biggest miracle. But I'm just saying that reading Bo B'Shalach of Nisim Geluyim, it should be a chizuk for us in our Amunah. That's why we say, Anochi Hashem Lekech Asher Tzichem Yatzayim. There were open miracles at one time. Even we say, where is God? I can't see him. I can't feel him. We don't see him. It's hard to see him in our lives. But that should be a chizuk. That's what he's saying. That's this pasuk. Es asher his alalti b'mitzrayim. To Mitzrayim I became the ila rishona, the first cause. V'chol, yeah. Ki mitoch Mitzrayim nisparsim elokuso v'ola. Mize amar anavi v'anochi Hashem elokecha amalcha me'eretz Yitzrayim. V'amar me'eretz Yitzrayim ischil abiris le'ida usi. That's the whole foundation. Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's the whole Seder night. What's the whole Seder night? The whole Seder night is reconnecting to Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is the foundation of our Amuna. The Pesach night is the night to give over to the kids Amuna. That's the goal of the night. V'noda bagoyim shmi liyosi mishana hativoyim, change nature. Benisim amu for some of anadarim. Again, this gets into a whole. Again, we have so much to do. I can't spend so much time on this. But right, this gets into the whole question: like, do we believe God because of the open miracles, or do we have to trust? So early in our history, there was open miracles. Now we don't have it anymore. He's going to talk about that in 1 minute. He's going to actually say that makes it a little harder for us, as we'll see. On the other hand, others say it makes it actually. It's actually the open miracles aren't really what true, thoughtful, long-term belief is about. Open miracles don't last. They don't last. We'll see. Let's see what he says. Ososayasher samti bum. Look what he says over here. Look at this. Look how he reads the pasuk so beautifully. Pasuk pays. Ulaman tesaper bazne bincha. You have to tell to your kids and your children because you're going to have to tell over the story. You're going to have to say, Eis asher hisalalti bimitzrayim, ves ososai asher samti bum. There's a contrast here. Take a look. He uses a language of sima and shisi. Shisi, let's see. Look what he says. Ososai asher samti. Ulamala amar shisi ososai. Ki yesh hevdel, this is Rav Shlomo Pappenheim. We finally figured it out. Rav Shlomo Pappenheim, Google him. Rav Shlomo Pappenheim, he was like a poet and a liturgist who lived around the time of the Ksava Kabbalah. Thanks to Google. Well, Google helped me finally figure it out. Rav Shlomo Pappenheim, Google it, you'll see. There's a current guy in the Eidah Haredes nowadays, Pappenheim also. He's a descendant. Rav Shlomo Pappenheim, ben Shisa l'Sima. What's the difference between Shisi and Sima? See, take a look. In Pasuk Aleph, Laman Shisi Ososai, He studied the diktuk a lot. Laman shisi ososai al-bekibo. Shisi is going to say he's a language of permanent, and lasum is more temporary. Look what he says. Ki yeshev del rav shlomo papanai ben shisa l'sima. Lashon sima hu be'eno kavua tamid. And look at his beautiful rayas. Ki im lefi sha'a. Sima means something that you just place for a temporary time. V'lashon shisa... See, it was worth waking up this morning. Al derech mashal, ve'eva ashis beincha uvein ha'isha. Hashem says to the snake, there's going to be a permanent, believe it, the human race does not like snakes. We never did, we never do, and we never will. That's permanent. That's what the Torah says. Ve'eva ashis, I'm going to put enmity. Eva means enmity. Between you and the snake, as a consequence of the sin, the original sin,
permanent,
exactly. Ashis, ilu amar ve'eva asim hayosav gam kinchiti ayve lefisha v'lo timshoch lizman meruba v'achshom ve'eva ashis ratzalomar shetimshoch ha'eva ve'hat ve'hismid or ve'hatamid whatever kol chay ha'isha v'zara. The shitin in the mizbeach, the shitin were the pipes, the foundation. Evan Shasia. Evan Shasia is called the rock that's the foundation of the whole world. Chazal say it's called the Evan Shasia Shemisham Nishtas Kol Ha'olam. The whole world was built from the Evan HaShasia, that stone that you could go in now in the Kotel tunnels back and you come to that place which is opposite the Evan HaShasia if you've been there. Hashitos Yeherson, Kolbene Shase, the Karkar Kolbene Shase. Yosef Amar, Vasima Eini Olav. Wow. So Yosef said, I want to look at my father because it was only Sheena Akim Lafisha. Hashem Yisbarach Amal Yaakov, Yosef Yoshis Yado Alinecha, Bahasmad of Akim. He's not going to let go of you, like we saw at that point, right? Like you said, the Peshat. Once you see down him, he's not going to take his eyes off you. He's going to be with you till the end. Remember, you said that.
What did he see? What?
Once Yaakov will come down to Egypt, Hashem was promising Yaakov, Yosef's not going to let you out of his sight. It's going to be permanent. Yaakov lokach darko lefi shah, nemar bava yosem panav haragilat, amnam bilam ratz lefo beinu hara, bahasmada mechuvaras nemar bava yoshes alamid bapanav. Right, Bilam wanted the curse to be eternal. Look what he says so beautifully, as I was alluding to before. Hadar hahu, that generation, Asher Einayim rose as Haniflos Ha'ela Be'emes Hayu Lahem La'osos V'rayos Kvuos Al Ha'amitios Hanirmozos Be'em Bilti Noflos Tachas Keder HaSafik L'chein Omar Alan She'adar Ahu Laman Shisi Ososai. Look at this beautiful pshat. Listen to this. Listen to what he says. Look what he says. First pasuk. Tremendous Baal Mechadish. Laman Shisi Ososai El Be'kavo. If you were there in Egypt at the time, you were ain't never going to forget it. If you saw what went on over there, that was going to be permanent for you. But when telling it over to the children and the grandchildren, it's not going to be as stark. The lesson of Emunah is not going to be, they didn't see it. So for them, it was not a shisi, it was more of like a sima. It wasn't such a permanent, look what he says. So the second pasuk is, Ulaman tesaper ba'ozne bin chavenucha isasha ve'es ososar sher samti bam. For you guys, it was only a sima. I think that's what he says. Take a look. They didn't see it themselves with their own eyes. They only heard about it. So that's us. That's us. We only hear about it. It's not quite as stark, the visage. Seeing is believing. Exactly. Be'edus morishi hadas lahem. Well, hold on. What's he saying at that line? I didn't notice that. Hold on. What's he saying here? Avol doras habar v'shem piyashon lovad yadu me'anaflos eila. Einam lahem la'osas reis kavuos. To them, they don't have these. Uviyoser lemistapkim. Uviyoser, and even more so to those who doubt their fathers, lemistapkim b'agadas avoseim. Ki'im only lema'aminim be'edus morishi hadas lahem. Only those who are ma'aminim be'edus morishe hadas lahem. It's only strong in those who have belief in their fathers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers who have transmitted the das, the religion, to them. Lachein amar kan lashon sima. Therefore, when it comes to transmitting it to the next generation, it's not as permanent because it's not as strong. So what does that mean for us? It means that's what I was saying before, that during these Pashios, it's a time for us to zone in and connect to that time, that miraculous time. We have to think about what it would be like to be listening to Az Yashir by the Yamsuf, to have those feelings, to try to hear the passion in Moshe's voice and the trepidation. I mean, I don't mean trepidation, the excitement, the what am I looking for, that word, whatever that word is, in Miriam's voice, when you could hear the singing Az Yashir, right, Miriam, to feel the rigishut, the emotion.
Passion.
Yeah, in the voice. Now, just a little side point here. Ki chag Hashem lanu. What does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Paras says, just take the male adults. What does Moshe Rabbeinu say? I call Yisrael. A simcha can't just be with the parents. You got to take everybody. You got to have the grandparents and the great-grandparents and the children. That's what the Ksav HaKabbalah says. He quotes it. Ki chag Hashem lanu. It's a chag. By a yantif? What do you mean? Yantif without the bubby and zaydi? There's no such thing by Klal Yisrael. Ki chag Hashem lanu. V'lochein tzrichim kulanu alachis. Ki eze simcha tia lal hochem bishar b'mitzrayim zikneim v'tapeyem. B'chag. Is that it? That's it. B'chag. Right? You can't have a yantif without the whole family. You need the whole extended family. Okay. That's a lesson. That's a lesson for us, right? You got to have the mishpacha together by the family. By a simcha, you got to have the whole mishpacha together. And if the zaydi can't come to the simcha, you got to bring the simcha to the zaydi. That's the way it goes. Now here he says ani Hashem, right? Ani Hashem. So Chazal learned ani v'lo malach. It's a very modern, very interesting idea. He has a long. I told you, there's 60 pages this week. I went through all 60 pages last night. This is what I do for you. You know what I do for you? I do a lot for you. I go through 60 pages, so you can spend 40 minutes. I spend 4 hours, so you can spend 40 minutes.
What you want.
This has been. We're way past that. That's what we're here for. Has been 14 years. It's been 14 years. Okay. Let's go. What I get is worth a lot more than that. Okay.
Ooh.
Here we go.
I don't got a lot.
No.
I was going to say.
I don't have much.
Ani Hashem.
Right here.
Ani Hashem. So this piece itself was like 10 pages. So I just boiled it down to one thing here. Look what he says. First he quotes a Medrash Hanelam. I have no idea what that is. Medrash Hanelam, anybody? No idea. Okay, let's skip the Aramaic. Let's get to his translation. He asks Akasha, what do you mean, Aniva lo malach? Like, why did not, for other things Hashem sends a malach? When it came time to punishing the Assyrians, so he sent somebody, he sent a malach. So Vasep is over here, all of a sudden has to be an evil or malach. What's the whole idea? Listen to what he says. Unbelievable. He says, when it comes to the dirty work, he doesn't leave it to somebody else. He does his dirty work himself. Listen to what he says. Listen to the fascinating pshat. Look what he says. Ela. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umazu shel Mitzrayim mizuhemes umitunefes. This is a dirty, disgusting people. Ve'ein roi l'shager malach o'saraf davar kadosh bein rishayim arurim umitunefim. It's not appropriate to send a holy thing like a malach into the disgusting area of Egypt. Says Hashem, that's just for me. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
I don't send other people to do my dirty work, right? If you're a boss at work, who does the dirtiest work? You send your underling to do the dirty work, right? You don't want to get your hands dirty. By the Rebbeinu Shlomo, it's not that way. He says the dirty work, the hardest job, I'm going to do myself. That's what he says.
Was not as corrupt as
that's what he says. Ela ani osa, ela ani osa. Shani omer mimakom kedushasi yehei kach umiyad nase ulefikach. Lo nasis nekamazoi de malach, bishvil kolon shel mitzrayim shel oratz hakadosh baruch hu sheyichnos beineihem davar kadosh. Wow, they weren't roy for a davar kadosh. I don't know. They had to take me. Ayin sanhedrin tzadidal nifra kadosh baruch hu mena baatzmo v'rashi sham uvemarsha chidush yagodos sham. I don't know. I saw something interesting. The stuff that's the most difficult, hakadosh baruch hu did himself. There's a lesson in that. You know that we shouldn't let other people get their hands dirty with the person who you can't point to shliach, the really hard jobs, the really serious avodos in life. Person shouldn't try to push off on other people. He should take the bull by the horns and do them on his own. Oh, let's continue. Beautiful pshat here. So when we were little kids, we grew up thinking that why did the Jewish people place blood on the doors? So Hashem should know which house to skip over. And we believed it. We swallowed it. We swallowed it whole when we got that explanation. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to know which house is the Jewish house? You got to put... No, so it says, V'ayu Adam Lachem Laos. The blood is not for the Ribbono Shlom. V'ayu Adam Lachem Laos. What's pshat? Listen to this beautiful pshat, Ksav HaKabbalah. Adam lochem laos, hakoshi mefursam. The difficulty in this pasuk is very, very obvious and clear in public. Ma inyan haos hazeh. What is this blood a sign for? Umat sorech yeshbo. What was the need for the sign of the blood? Hamimenu yisparach yipalei lahatzil batei b'nei yisrael b'li shum os v'simen. Does God need to know which house is the Jewish house? You got to define the blood. V'yirak Moshe Kosova. I figured out this one also. Rav Azariah Figo. I'm telling you, we never heard of these rabbis. They never heard of these guys. But a little Google, a little research sleuthing on Google. He quotes the Reish Ayin Pei. Every 5 pages, he quotes the Reish Ayin Pei. These were these like Bekiim and Diktuk that lived in his community, in his town. His contemporaries, yeah. Rav Azariah Figo. This was in Venice. I think he lived in Venice most of his life. We know that there were a lot of things that were preventing Klal Yisrael from being worthy of being redeemed. Kamosha Kasara, and by the way, these things still exist in our community today, as you're going to see in a second. Kamosha Kasara, Abaseinu Shayu Ovdei Alilim Kimitzrayim. Okay, maybe we don't worship idols, but we do other stuff. V'haya Ritzona Yisparach L'Tarum L'Nakosam. No, all these avodas of the Korban Pesach, this wasn't, and the blood on the thing, it wasn't for the Rabbanu Shalom to know. No, no, no. We had to do this to show our commitment to the Master of the Universe, Latarum, to purify us, Ulanakosam, to clean us. Vitziva Aleim Korban Pesach, Uvize Yoru Hora Gemura Kishavu Midarkam Hora B'Shchitas HaEloha Atzmo. By slaughtering the God that they, the Jewish people, and the Egyptians, worshipped, it would be a sign of tshuva. V'hinei os ha'ava ha'shlema v'ha'simen ha'gamahu lebli kanes b'leiv. Oh, this is so important. This is so important, and I struggle with this a lot. What's a symbol of a person's true amuna? What's a symbol? It's that you do what's right without fear of what the world is going to say about you. That's the key. That's the key. That you have the guts and the fortitude to do the right thing, even if it's unpopular, and even if the people are going to make fun of you for doing it. But you do what's right because it's right. That's what Hashem was looking for in Egypt over here. Not only that they should slaughter the Egyptian god, but that they should do it in public. And they should make a siman to put the blood on the doorpost and say, this is your god? And I'm showing you what I think of your God and what I'm doing with your God. The blood of your God is going on my doorpost in public, in full view. No, I'm not doing it in the privacy of my own house. Oh, where nobody's going to see the way I'm Jewish. No one's going to see, I'll be Jewish in my own house. No, I'm not afraid to do what's right and do it in public. Look what he says. Shum pachad v'da'aga me'eza sakana l'malos ritzona nehav. That's a true proof of a person's love for somebody else, that they're not afraid to express it in public. Aval yosim nafsho bekapo, he will put his life in his hands via stocking. He's even willing to put his life in danger. Labali himana me'asos ritzono, and would not hold back from doing the will of Hashem. Lachein tzivo hu yusparo shiasa gimel pulos. Therefore, Hashem commanded the Jewish people to do three actions to show their commitment to Him. First of all, the slaughtering. Bizvichos ha'elo ha'shel ha'mitzrim le'ineyem. The piercing gadol. A public act of slaughtering their gods. Now, I'm not sure if this is number two. Well, that's part number one. V'lo yashisu leiv ala sakana atzuma pen yechere af mitzrayim aleim berosam elbon yirasam. The embarrassment, the degradation of their God. The Egyptians won't react, even though they're putting themselves in danger, by slaughtering, by embarrassing and belittling the God. Elbon means belittling the God of the Egyptians. Hane'elavim ve'enon olvim. That's the sign on top of my desk. Gemara and Sanhedrin and Gittin. V'yakum aleim lashmidam. They're not scared that the Egyptians would come and kill them. Kamama Moshe, like Moshe Rabbeinu himself said, Hein nizbachas to'aras mitzrayim l'neim v'lo yiskalunu. That's what Moshe said. Im kol zeh lo yimnu milamalos ritzon ha-mitzaveh v'shvokim uverchovos. In the marketplaces, shuk uverchovos, v'bizu yivikolom. That's number one. Ad havim oso lebesam v'kolei kolos v'lo yirim in ha-mitzrayim. Yes, okay. Not only that, yishchitu ha-pesach b'kinufya, with large gatherings, uve'esa gadol, mishpachos b'pirsim. V'gam zelo yifchidu v'lo yirim yisoneim. That's two. That it was done, not only did they slaughter the gods, but they did it with their families in public with great celebration without fear. That was number two. And the third one was the blood. The ha'achron hichbid. This was the worst of all three of them. Kilo dailem b'chol zeh aval gam ha'chakach. It's almost like they took it and smeared it in the Egyptians' faces, right, in a certain sense. Well, ve'es lo dai b'zeh b'chol zeh aval gam ha'chakach ve'es achlam oso. At the time that they ate the Korban Pesach, yifarsimu l'kilyo l'neim u'davo nefesh ha'mitzrim. Besita midamo al mashkufay abatim v'amezuzos le'enei kol over. You literally couldn't take a step in Egypt and not be reminded of every block, or certainly in Goshen, every block in the Jewish community. You couldn't be reminded, you couldn't go a block without being reminded of this fact that their gods were slaughtered. The Yodah Mitzrayim ki ata yochlo, the Egyptians knew by the fact that the blood was on the doorpost that at this very moment what was going on inside the house was the Jewish people were eating their God. Ki ata yochlo es yirasam. Halo yinatku morshe levavam lihikar v'lava aleim b'charvos v'ramachem v'linko misoch b'nei Yisrael. Hine b'chol zeh yasu ratzen konam v'lo yimach v'vam uv'zeh. Ois nifla al shleimos hatshuva v'idav kam bo yisbach. This is a sign on the complete nature of the tshuva. V'heyosam kofrim b'avodas halilum kfira gemura v'chaluta. This is a proof that they were rejecting idol worship with a complete kfira. Now for us, for our averus, and we, I don't think idol worship is really the big thing that's our biggest challenge, but whatever our biggest challenges are, not enough just to refrain from them in private. We have to make a public statement. V'zehu haya hadam. V'zehu haya hadam lachem laos. What does it mean, lachem laos? It's a sign that you have done complete tshuva. That's what it means, lachem laos. It's not a sign for me. Ritzono yia os lachem al tov kavanaschem. V'yosher amitas levavchem im elokeichem, uvzeh ta'oru rachem im aleichem. That's going to cause my. That's what. Not that I need the blood to know which house. So that's why I'm going to spare you. No, the blood is a simon that in this house, there's yiras shamayim, there's love of Hashem. The fact that you're willing to do this shows to me that your tshuva is complete. To oreru rachem malechem, shelo yeh bechem negef lamashchis. Kamo shehaya hadid, such a beautiful pshat. Beautiful pshat. Not that God had to look at the blood. Oh, now I, there's red on the door. Oh, this is one I skip. God doesn't need that. Hashem needs, but this was bechira chashis. This was, no. The blood was a sign that I made a choice, that I'm choosing Hashem over the Egyptian God. It's a public choice. That hadam la. It's not a sign for me. It's a sign about you. Lachem laos. Ritzono yia os lachem al tov kavanaschem. V'yosher amitas levavchem im elokechem. Right. The fact that you wake up 7 o'clock in the morning to learn Torah on a Friday morning, that's a sign to the Ribbono Shalom that Torah is important to you. It's important. 14 years, Baruch Hashem. Halavai Viter. Never know how many years it is exactly. I think Tavshin Samach Hei was the first year. So what are we up to? Ayin Tes. No? Exactly. I saw what you were made of. Exactly. Beautiful. Exactly. Uvazet to Oru Rachem Aleichem Shleibachem Negev Lamashis Mashal Haya Adin Mechai Bavor Hidamoschem Lemitzrayim Bavodas Hatileh. Raising Mechilta, and the Mechilta says the same shot as me. Tzivos Hashem. Have any Chabad guys? Yeah. See, he has a beautiful shot about Tzivos. It's so beautiful. We don't have time to go. Mamish. Chidushim. Everything is Chidushim. Everything is beautiful. Oh my gosh. So much left to do. It's crazy. All right. Quick takes. The last 5 minutes is quick takes. I can't skip anything. You know, it's like, it's against my nature. I can't skip. I put all this work in preparing it. How could I skip it? He says beautifully, you have to do it for homework. You have a long Friday night. You have plenty of time for homework. He says, Jewish armies are called Tzivos Hashem. Goyish armies are called Chayalim. Chayalim is all about the koach, all about the physical strength. Chayalim, non-Jewish armies brag about their physical strength. By Klal Yisrael, you know what the key to Klal Yisrael's army is? Tzivos. Tzava means a group. We're all ba'achtos. We're all together. We feed off each other. And we're also our what binds us? What binds us, not our physical strength, what binds us is our Ein lano el almi liyishayin alavinu sheba shemayim. Tziva means a chever. By Klal Yisrael, we're a chever. We're the tzivos Hashem is it's about our achdus. It's about our togetherness. It's about our unity in our bitachon b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he says that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu is called tzivaos. Hashem tzivakos shemo. Both his midas adin. You can have the name of tzivaos by midas adin and by midas arachamim. It's all the same. Look at the bolded. Just the one line bolded. Olazem machne shar ha'avim nikra chayil. Ki botchem al chelem of rov kochem yishalalu. Avol machne yisrael botchem ba'ashem adayad. Ba'ashem yilachim lahem yedu ki lo kochem lo gvurasam liyasa chayil. It's not our strength. Go to the next bolded part. Acharei shebaras tzava horas ta'omis kfula. The word tzva means a double language. Kamosha kadam. Ha'echad his achdus v'schabrus v'abeiz achivitz v'aratzon. This is why Hashem is called Tzavaos. Okay, next pshat. Bavur zeh asah Hashem li. Just says the word zeh means for an elevated status. Let's do this last piece. Two last ideas. Just the bolded, because we're short on time. Toras Hashem beficha. You have to read this whole piece, but the kavanas hamikra achar shenis yakar tebeinei Hashem shloatziyacham and avdos lecheres b'derech hateva. This is so beautiful. Why do we have to observe things in Yiddishkeit that make no sense? Says the ksav akabalah. This is what the pasuk means. Look, you gotta look at the pasuk inside very quickly. Yud gimel test. Look at the pasuk inside. What does it say in Yud gimel test? Says. This beficha makes no sense. He says what it means is like this. He says, you were so precious and beloved in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he didn't take you out b'derech hateva. Rather, he took you out b'derech neis nigla, breaking all the rules of nature. Because of this, you have to observe even those laws of Yiddishkeit that don't make sense to you. Hashem took you out in a way that doesn't make sense. Therefore, you have to observe even those chukim that don't make sense. Look what he says. You have to remember the nisim gluyim that Hashem did for you in Egypt. Leman tia Torah Hashem beficha ki biyod chazoko tia chashem imitzayim. To remember, that's what he says. I'll read the bold. Look inside. V'hisbar lecha mizeh ki hivdil oscha yisparach mikol bay olam. Hashem separated you from all the other nations. Sheinu menag rach b'derech hativi. All the other nations, they only get the hanag of Hashem b'derech hateva. So that's why all the other nations, they only have to observe the sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Because the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach is things that make sense. So they only have to do stuff that makes sense because they have only the Hanhag of Derech HaTeva. But you, Klal Yisrael, that saw Yitzias Zayin Shalom B'Derech HaTeva, you have to observe even those things that don't make sense, even the Chukim. Because that's your relationship with me. My relationship with you is even Lamala Menatev. Oh. And the very last piece, again, we're doing the short version. Short takes. Last piece, 30 seconds left. Oh, no, that's actually says in the last piece exactly what I said, the same thing. Same thing. Oh. So we have to realize that Klal Yisrael, same thing. Look, Chozek Yad Mihosei HaMitzrayim. Kloma, Kamosha, Asal Chaneflos, V'Chozek Yad, L'malem Menateva. So that's why I love the B'Sur Sof, V'Chozek Yad, Shbaruch Hu Nogalom Al Shnei Derachim. Hashem sometimes goes through Teva, and that's all the nations of the world. And sometimes it's Lamalam and Ateva. So they have the Sheva Mitzvahs, look on the fourth line. V'zein Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. V'zera Yisrael Chayam La'avdo B'chukim U'shpatim Niskav M'shikol Da'ata Shaladam. Even things that are beyond man's comprehension. V'ein Chuki Atar K'suv Anasam Yima Alpeh. L'horos Alzeh Nasam Lanos Ha'os HaTfilin. L'teferis. All right, let's talk about that. Anyway, on both sides, the bottom line is, when we read these parashios, we have to realize that our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes l'malam and ateva. He's even if we can't see him all the time, he's there behind the scenes. And even the times in our lives when we feel distant, in the middle of the winter, the longest nights, the darkest time, we have right away. Now we just Shvat. That's what Shvat's all about. I heard from Rabbi Weinberger, Shvat is Sheyihiyu Besoros Tovos. Sheyihiyu Besoros Tovos. Shvat is that time when it's exactly when it changes. The nights go from getting longer and longer and longer and longer. Right now, Shvat time is where we change to getting, and the darkness starts getting shorter and shorter until we go towards Purim and towards Nisan. That we're headed in that direction now. So that's why these parashios, Bo, B'Shalach, Yisro, come right now to remind us that even in the dead of winter, in the dark of night, there's a Ribbono Shel Olam behind. Sometimes we can't see him because we're not from that generation. We can't see. But we have to have that trust, maybe the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that Taka Shvat should be heralding in Sheyihu Besoros Tovos, Shvat, to Adar, to Nisan. We should experience Bez Hashem, just like Kimei Yetzias Mitzrayim, Erenu Niflos, the Pasuk says. Just like during that time we saw these Giluyim Lamalim and Ateva, we should be Zoche in our lifetimes to see with our own eyes the Giluyim Shelo B'derech Ateva. May that time come to me here of Yameinu, Amen, Amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos and have a good vacation. 2 weeks, no shir. I'd like to say a Kaddish if you guys can listen to the Kaddish. Next 2 Fridays, no shir. Is Gadal Viz Kadash May Rabbah. Thank you very much for coming. Have a great Shabbos. Shliach Mitzvah. Okay, Bez Hashem. Have a great Shabbos. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. Motzei Shabbos. 2 weeks, yeah.
Wow.
I visit the Talmidim. First week is Bork, visiting the Talmidim. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Terry. Thank you. I'll send you the email today, Jerry.
Yeah, okay.
I just came back from Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, beautiful.
It's tough. It's 5 days for a simple darkness.
Hi. Okay.
Great with the flying.
All right. Thank you very much, Herbie. Thank you.